top of the morning.
Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello.
97.3 Coast FM.
Employees at the Richmond Wildlife Centre in Virginia currently doing their best to act like mother foxes.
Yes.
Because they're caring and feeding for an orphaned kid that they found somehow abandoned, left without a mum. Now, in a video posted the centre's Facebook page, they're shown wearing a red fox mask, rubber gloves, while feeding it from a tiny syringe. And, I mean, it's kind of cute because the bub's loving it. But at the same time,
it's terrifying.
It is totally terrifying. I mean, a fully grown human wearing rubber gloves and a fox head that looks like a slightly aggro version of a mascot for a footy team. I don't know. I think I'd be traumatised watching it.
I'm traumatised after seeing it. I've got flashbacks to the crack fox from the Mighty Boosh. If anyone's seen it, you understand.
It is a little bit of that.
It's the crack fox.
I can only imagine the stories that baby fox will be telling the kids when it gets older.
Yes, hello. Here we are, midweek once again.
Do you know it is the March equinox today?
Oh, is it?
It is indeed. Today, both hemispheres get an equal dose of sunlight because normally one gets a bit more than the other because of the tilt.
Mm.
And as it happens, the day and the night are roughly equal length today.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So in the north, it's technically the first day of spring, and here would be traditionally the first day of autumn.
Mm.
And hasn't that tied in with things just getting a little bit on the chilly side?
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? And yes. Yeah, noticed things getting a lot darker, like earlier at night and then in the morning as well. So, yeah, I guess even.
Like your thoughts, are they getting darker?
Yes, that too. When it's darker, your thoughts get darker. It's true.
100%.
That's when the alarm goes off, the thoughts are a lot darker.
Certainly were this morning. I don't know about you. Hey, look, bushfire emergency still in the city of Swan for parts of Redhill, Millenden, Hernhill and Baskerville. Now, that was an emergency situation all night. So, I mean, that's been pretty full on out that way. So good luck to the fireys keeping up the good fight. We'll plug you into how that goes.
Yeah.
Mandurah's Giants have been recognised in the National Australian Street Art Awards.
Street art.
That's right. Dambo's Giants of Mandurah have named a gold winner for Best Sculpture Park or Trail at the Art of Attraction Tourism Summit. It was held in Queensland March 8th. So there you go.
Okay.
We knew they were good.
Yeah. I never thought of them as street art, but I suppose they are, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so. I know I would definitely prefer. They're not really. Okay, they're not technically on a street, but they are outdoors. I guess that's the
public
thing.
Public installation? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I look at some of the odd things that you see next to freeways and on roundabouts, and I go, "What's going on there?" I'd love to see one of the giants on a roundabout,
on the side of the freeway, something to look at, like the ice cream cones down south.
They are a thing, aren't they? Were they meant to be wind or something? Or I don't know.
I used to call them the Cornettos.
That's right. I mean, I know that one at Manjigorda is meant to be. Crab nets, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I know we've discussed it, but I cannot recall.
The one on the roundabout's meant to be crab nets. The lights that kind of mark Manjigorda up off the freeway, that we could never quite work out.
Yeah, wasn't it flowers or something?
Oh, I think I assumed it was flowers. I don't know. It's every time.
Hey, we're talking about it. Exactly. That's what they're there for.
Exactly. They're a beacon to guide you home. That's what they are. And the $10 memberships have meant that Tasmania's new National Footy Club has cracked 100,000 members.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have been waiting for a team.
I mean, mind you, I know people around these parts that are like, I got on board. Like, they're my second team now. So I don't know what that actually gets you.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're supporting the club.
I don't think it gets you much, does it, being a member? You just get first pick at seats, really. Discount tickets, that's kind of it.
I guess that's playing the long game, isn't it, for 2028 or 29 or whatever it is for when finalists say, hey, we'll get home game seating.
Actually, not home game,
but you might get access at least to some tickets to Optus, maybe when they come play here.
Yeah, I don't know how that will work.
Don't know. Anyway, maybe you'll get a sticker. And travel series Adventure All-Stars Legends 2 kicked off filming in Mandurah this week. There's a bit of noise about this because it's a show where everyday Aussies who've qualified to join by fundraising for a chosen charity then get to take part in an international travel show.
Right.
So they're running around doing all the touristy things around here. They were here in time for Crabfest, apparently.
Okay.
And are doing various things around town. So welcome.
All right.
And if you see them, give them away.
Mickey and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me This.
All right, it's time to make riddling happen, and it's time to welcome in Joseph. Morning, Joseph.
Woo! Hi.
Hey, there Joseph is from Waikiki, and he feels confident. I like that. He's coming booming this morning. So,
we've got a riddle for you, Joseph. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here
excellent.
We go.
There is a man lying dead in his office. He's all alone and all the doors and windows are locked from the inside. There are no marks on him. There's no blood. There is, however, a sealed envelope on his desk. So how did he die?
Did he have a heart attack?
Oh. I mean, it's possible, I suppose. I don't feel like that's the... Is that the answer you're looking for?
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. But I think you've broken the riddle, Joseph.
You have. Like, I mean, we're not saying that that's not possible, but I think there are some more clues that we've dropped that might...
Can you think of anything that would relate to something I've mentioned?
Yes.
So you're right that there'd be no marks on him and no blood. And then the doors and windows are locked from the inside, but there's a sealed envelope on his desk. Ooh. How does that come into it?
Not that kind of thing.
I have a guess.
I think we've got him stuck.
You're too pure, Joseph. You're too pure. You wouldn't have thought of it.
Thank you for having a go.
You're not
but,
evil enough.
But we're going to have to move on. You have a good day, all right?
Great guest, though. Thank you.
Thanks anyway.
No worries, Joey. Have a good day. All right. Coast FM, hello. Who's this?
Hi.
Hello. What's your name?
Stella.
Hi, Stella.
What do you reckon?
The envelope was poisoned.
The envelope was poisoned.
So, you mean the little bit that you lick?
Before you seal it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think...
That is the answer.
That's the trickiness that we were looking for.
Yes, so everything's locked. There's no marks on him, no blood. There's a sealed envelope on his desk.
Seal this envelope.
Yeah, licked the sticky thing, put it down, boom, off he went.
Well done. You've nailed it. You are in the draw.
You're evil. Congratulations.
For your tricky thoughts. For the plus-plus building blocks from Sick Hobbies in Rockingham. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're Woo-hoo. Welcome.
Mickey and DeMello's three things you need to know.
It's Harmony Week, so make sure everyone feels included around, well, whether it's workplace, school place, the home, just generally, and maybe organise a morning tea.
Yeah, sounds
good.
It's
a big Harmony Week thing, and who's unhappy with a morning tea?
I know.
I mean, apart from the person organising it, that's the only person.
Any excuse for a morning tea.
Exactly right. It's about a week till the start of the local basketball season. NBL 1 begins Thursday 28th. So, yeah, just over a week. As Mandra Magic are away to Coburn Cougars, meantime, the same night Rockingham Flames are at home to Southwest Slammers. And then it's on.
Yeah.
It's all underway.
It's all happening, isn't it?
March 20, it's World Storytelling Day, which coincides each year with the March equinox. So, there you go. It's all about oral storytelling.
Yeah.
So, make it up. That's the key. There's some of the best ones.
Use your imagination.
Exactly. International Day of Happiness today as well.
Lovely.
This year's theme, Happier Together, reminding us to stay connected. So do something that makes you happy, like, I don't know, maybe possibly eating a macaron, because it's also National Macaron Day.
Oh, okay. That makes me happy.
There you go. They're the little meringue sandwiches as opposed to the coconut bicky style things with a little dollop of jam in the middle. That's a macaroon.
Okay.
Okay.
No, don't like them.
No?
No.
I mean, I'm happy with both, to be honest.
Of course you are. The macaron is what I'm about.
But the macaron,
French bicky.
The macaron is definitely, it's definitely the more delicate of the two.
Yes.
I'm a fan. I'm not gonna take nothing away
from any food. You're a fan.
Well, also you can enjoy some ravioli today because it's also National Ravioli Day.
Delicious, all delicious.
Dinner
is there a food you don't like?
I'll get back to you on that one.
That's a no.
97.3
Coast FM.
Mickey and DeMello's Coast Feed. Coast Feed. Go!
Siggles Outdoor Furniture will never be beaten on price. See Siggles Outdoor Furniture at Mandurah Home City. And now, unpacking entertainment news for you this morning. Mickey Parkinson.
Thank you. Aaron Taylor Johnson is rumoured to be the next Bond, with reports that he has been offered a contract.
Wow.
Yeah, reports are the British actor will sign a 007 contract this week. The 33-year-old is famous for his roles in Bullet Train, Kick-Ass, Avengers Age of Ultron, and, of course, his latest, Kraven the Hunter. So he's definitely got the resume for it, doesn't he? The rumour has been hanging around for a few years now that he is a front runner to take over from Daniel Craig. So this is one that has stuck. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see if he wants it.
Well, yeah, it's still not carved in stone yet.
No, he has to sign the contract. Right. So we'll have to wait and see if it all comes together. Now, Beyonce is teasing collaborations for her upcoming country album. She shared the official cover art on Instagram and wrote about her five-year journey to create it, writing, "I have a few surprises on the album and have collaborated with some brilliant artists who I deeply respect. I hope that you can hear my heart and soul and all the love and passion that I poured into every detail and every sound." Some fans are guessing Taylor Swift and Dolly Parton. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
When Cowboy Carter drops next Friday, March 29.
All right.
Popeye the Sailor Man is set to get the live-action treatment.
I'm drawn to the many because I eat the many. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Now, it's due for an update from those days.
Oh, absolutely. The project is currently in development as a big budget feature, apparently. No word on any cast as of yet, but the last Popeye movie was made in 1980 and starred Robin Williams and Shelley Duvall. The Popeye turns 95 this year after he debuted in 1929 in a comic. So, yeah. Definitely due for the next flick.
It is definitely time. Look, I remember it wasn't, you know, Robin Williams' greatest moment, I don't think, but the 80s version. So they've got lots of room for improvement.
Yes. I wonder what the update will be.
Yeah.
I feel like he definitely needs an update.
Needs an update. There's something for sure.
And Lady Gaga has announced the return of her jazz and piano show. Mm. It's coming to Vegas soon. She posted this to her socials to announce the news.
13-time Grammy, Golden Globe, an Academy Award-winning superstar.
Ain't a thing. All you gotta do is
Lady Gaga. Jazz and piano. The Las Vegas residency. Performing stripped-down versions of her hits. As well as music from the Great American Songbook. At Dolby Live at Park MGM, June 19th to July 6th.
Doesn't that sound entirely Vegas?
Yeah, it does. Tickets go on sale this weekend. So if you're heading over to Vegas, you could see Gaga this year.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Nikki and DeMello. Back tomorrow morning from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.